This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A gun rights group is asking a federal court to block a new state law that will make it harder to buy some firearms. Lucas Brady Woods has more.
The law in question will make it illegal in Colorado to buy a wide range of guns without completing hours of safety training and getting a permit. Those restrictions take effect next summer. The law already bans certain devices like bump stocks that modify guns to increase their rate of fire. The lawsuit argues these restrictions violate Coloradans' Second Amendment rights. Supporters say it will help limit the damage caused during mass shootings.
Lucas Brady Woods with the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Chevron is pushing back against potential fines it may face for an oil spill in Weld County. CPR's Ishan Thakur.
In June, Colorado energy regulators hit Noble Energy, a Chevron subsidiary, with six alleged violations. That's after one of its wells spewed more than 1 million gallons of oil, chemicals, and water near Gailton, Colorado. The company says the state is misapplying oil and gas rules. Regulators will next hold a hearing on the alleged violations and how much Chevron might have to pay in penalties. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Denver public school students with a GPA of 3.0 or higher will be guaranteed admission to CU Denver. Denverite's Kiara Damari has more.
The deal grants guaranteed admission to juniors and seniors who meet the grade requirement. CU Denver said it will send guaranteed admission letters to all eligible DPS students, and then they can go in and apply. Seniors will receive automatic admission and waive fees. Juniors can also apply but must maintain their GPA to qualify. I'm Kiara Damari, Denverite.
Denver and Colorado Springs, a few clouds moving in this afternoon and cooler temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.